wanted to make one hoisafa to what we were discussing yesterday, which is that the Mishnah Berurah discussed salt and sugar, which themselves have already been cooked, and they start out as a davar yavesh. So normally, with regards to davar yavesh, we'd say ein bishul achar bishul. But the shaila is, what about things that dissolve? So do we treat it as it starts out as a davar yavesh, or where it's going to end up in a liquid? The sugar and the salt will be dissolved, and there'll be a davar lach. And we say yesh bishul achar bishul b'davar lach if it's nistan legamrei. So how do we treat these items that dissolve? So the Mishnah Berurah was machmir, and we discussed that perhaps others might be mako. But the Mishnah Berurah assumes that salt and sugar have been cooked, and that was always historically true. However, in more recent times, especially in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know what the production method is here, but the Paiskim who researched it more in Eretz Yisrael noted that most of the salt in Eretz Yisrael is not pre-cooked. It's dried in an oven, but it's not cooked in water. So therefore, some Paiskim have suggested, you'll find the discussion of this in the Archa Shabbos, what should we do about salt nowadays? It's only been dried in an oven. So dried in an oven, we'd probably treat as tzli, as roasted. As baking is only by bread. I feel it's only by bread. If it's just dry cooked in an oven, we treat that as like a barbecue, like tzli. So we had a discussion, if you remember, whether there's yesh bishul achar tzli or ain bishul achar tzli. Do we say just like there's no ain bishul achar bishul, there's no bishul achar afia, there's no bishul achar tzli, the whole machlekes in the Rav Yoh and the Yireim, and a whole different pshatim. And we were machmir on bishul achar tzli, so if you take all the chumers and put it together, what you will emerge is that this salt, even though it starts out as a davar yavesh and ends up as a davar lach, and it was initially roasted, but if you say yesh bishul achar tzli, then perhaps we, even if it's treated as a davar yavish, but there's bishul achar tzli, we have to be machmer on the salt. So the Archa Shabbos is mako on this. It's a discussion in the paiskim, so the contemporary paiskim. You have to be machmer on the salt because it's only been roasted, it hasn't been cooked. Either way, the Mishnah Berurah is machmer on all things that dissolve. That is like a davar lach. But even by those who are mako, to treat it as a davar yavish, here by the salt, it was only roasted, it wasn't cooked, maybe there's reason to be machmir, according to everyone. However, the Archa Shabbos is mako because of a dual doubt, sveik sveika, within the paiskim. Number one is a machlekes harishayinim, whether or not we're machmir, yesh bishul achar tzli, or ain bishul achar tzli. We had a whole shir on that. And then, either way, as we'll see, tomorrow, Mir Tashem, there's a machlekes in the Shulchan Aruch, machlekes rishayinim, 2 days in the Gemara, about whether salt gets cooked at all, even in a kli rishon. Some hold salt is more sensitive to cooking, even a kli sheni gets cooked. Some hold salt doesn't even get cooked in a kli rishon. So therefore, even if it's never been previously cooked. So since there's a machlekes in the Shulchan Aruch about salt even in a kli rishon, and then even if it does get cooked, but there's a further machlekes whether yesh bishul achar tzli, so because of the sveik of the Archa Shabbos is meiko. But you should be aware of it because it's something that is often discussed. Okay, so we discussed the shiurim for bishul about the yavish, about the valach, but in what type of utensil or in what type of medium is a person cooking it? So we said, of course, bishul d'orais is only on a fire, but what type of kli on top of the fire will one be chayav for? So the Mishnah says in Shabbos and Membezim et Aleph, ha'ilfas va'kedera, two different types of pot, one is a stew pot, one is a boiling pot, shevira miroischin, you removed it from the fire, you're not allowed to put spices in it. Rashi writes, Shevira min ha'ar, you took it off the fire. Well, you can't put spices in it on Shabbos. The kli rishon calls manchu rasech mevashel. Says Rashi, this is a kli rishon, it was on the fire, even though you removed it from the fire. And it is still mevashel, therefore you should not put spices in this pot that you removed from the fire. Aval. But you can put the spices into a plate, another type of bigger plate. Why, says Rashi, the klisheni ain't a mavashel, because that's a klisheni. That is not the pot that was on the fire, and klisheni ain't a mavashel. So before we get to klisheni, Tosfos has an interesting discussion there, which about something which is highly relevant. What about if it's in between? So we know kli rishon, the pot that was on the fire, is mevashel. Kli sheni, the pot that's not on the fire, is not mevashel. What if you pour from a kli rishon into a kli sheni? What does the water, the liquid, have as it's flying? What status does it have as it's going through the air? What's known by the Rishonim as irui. So Taisus writes in that it's a discussion in Chulin, a discussion in Zvachim, it's a discussion here in Masechta Shabbos as well. So writes Taisus over there, Membeis, Mehachalekalamedok, the Irikul Klisheni. Maybe we should say, as the water is pouring from the Klirishin, it should be like a Klisheni, Midikatani, because what the Mishnah only says you shouldn't put the spices in a Klirishin. Sounds like you can pour from a Klirishin onto these spices, onto your tea bag. You can't put it into a klirishin. I could have told you a bigger chiddush. You can't pour even onto the spices. That would have been a bigger chiddush. That has spices within it. So Tosafos says you can't. That's not a convincing proof necessarily. The other rabbi doke mi sefer. Prove from the sefer. The katani of alnoyz and ulasaycha kara. Why does the Mishnah give the Chiddush? But you can put the spices in a klisheni. Say you can even pour from a klirishin. Say you can pour into it. That would be a bigger kula. So we can't tell anything from this Mishnah about Iroi. But Taisus brings three opinions in Rishonim Lamais of Rabbeinu Shmuel. That's the Rashbam. Maybe Raya, the Iroi klisheni. He also, if you pour from a klirishin onto something that has the status of a klisheni, the Gemara in Masechtos Pesachim and Dafayin Vav has a machlekes about basa b'cholav and other types of bishul, that I'm mixing two items, one is hot and one is cold. I'm pouring one onto the other. And one is hot and one is cold. So the Gemara is a machlekes, in what way does it get cooked? One opinion in the machlekes Rav and Shmuel. One opinion in the Gemara is that ilah gavar, if the top one, meaning the one that's falling onto the bottom one is hot, it gets cooked that way. Ilah gavar. If the ilah is hot, then it gets cooked because that will be more powerful, overpower the bottom one, which is cold. However, the other opinion of the Gemara is no tata gavar. If the bottom one is hot, then if what you're pouring on it is cold, the bottom one will win over the top one, and the two items will get cooked together. So it's a machlekes in the Gemara whether it's ilah gavar or tata gavar, and we paskin tata gavar that if the upper one is hot, even though the lower one is cold, meaning when I'm pouring is hot, what is getting poured on is cold, the two do not get cooked. So don't you see, Iroi is klisheni. If Iroi would be like klirishin, then ilah gavar, whatever you're pouring, if it's coming from a klirishin, should cook whatever is getting poured onto. So it must be, since we paskin tato gavar, that it must be Iroi is klisheni. And that's the opinion of the Rashbam. Uleri nira, but the Ri's opinion is, the Iroi is klirishin. The Ri says just the opposite. What you pour from a klirishin, even though it's out of the kli itself, it's being poured at the status of a kli rishon. Or maybe raya the bizvachim, because the Gemara has a mesech the zvachim with regards to cooking karbonos and kalim. That you have to kasha the kalim afterwards. So tana rabbanon, asher tevushal boi, ein li ela shabisha bo. I only know if you cook the karbon in it. What about ira l'soicha reseach? I have cooked karbonos that I pour into hot, that I from a kli rishon that I pour into a second kli. What's the status of that second kli? Talmaloy ma'asher tevusha bo yishaver alma the irei chashiv mevashal. Even the kli that you poured into, you have to kasher. Not only the kli that you actually cooked in, but if you pour from that kli rishon into another kli, you have to kasher that kli too. Then he quotes a Yushalmi perikira here with regards to Shabbos. Boy mahu litein tavin. Milmata, can I put tavlin in the bottom of a pot? Velaro salea milmala, Rabbeinu Yoina Amar Oser, Rav Yoina Amar Oser, the Iroi Kaklirishin. Yushalmi quotes one opinion that no, you can't do it, that Iroi is like a Klirishin. And he proves it from the Gemara Masechta Zvachim. Okay, so the opinion of the Rashbam is it's klisheni like Tatogovar. The opinion of the Ri is that it's like a Klirishin from the fact that you have to kasher the Kli. Parenthetically, the Rashbam might distinguish between cooking and kashering kalim. As we know, if you've learned Yeredeya, there's the opinion of the Ramban that even though klisheni ain't a mevashel, if you cook, if something gets touches something else that's hot in a klisheni, even though it's ain't a mevashel, it is mavil maflit. It can accept a blia. You might have to kasher a kli if something that's hot, even though it's a klisheni, if something hot falls into it that's machalas asuris, you might have to kasher the kli, even though klisheni ain't a mevashel. So it could be that the Rashbam will distinguish like that Ramban, if you're familiar with it. It's not critical for our discussion. That there's a distinction between Bishul as opposed to accepting Blias. Okay, but what we have, bottom line, is two opinions in Tarsus. One opinion so far is that Irei is Kaklisheni. One opinion is that Irei Kaklirishin. Tarsus concludes, "V'nira de'ira lehavi k'kli rishon v'lo k'kli sheni." Neither one. Ella, it is mavashel k'dei klipa. We hold like Shmuel that the bottom one wins out, meaning if the upper one is hot, the bottom one is cold, it doesn't get cooked. But the Gemara says in Masech Bezvachim, you have to kasha the kli, mikol makom mevashel k'dei klipa. It cooks a little bit, the outer shell gets cooked. Because, and he quotes halacha da tanya, kavosi de Shmuel chamotachzon, okay, fine, it gets cooked a little bit, you have to be kerleif. Even though the whole item doesn't get cooked, the upper layer does get cooked. Continuation of the Gemara Masechta Pesachim. But that will also reconcile the two Gemaras that Tosfos quotes. So you have to kasha the kli because it gets cooked k'dei klipa, but it's not, it doesn't get fully cooked. It's because we paskin tato gavar. Okay, so what we have is three opinions. It's kli sheni, either kli rishon, or it's mevasho k'dei klipa. What does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Yud Ches Sif Yud, you cannot pour from a kli rishon onto spices that are in a kli sheni. So let's say I have a tea bag and a teacup. You should not pour from a kli rishon onto the tea bag. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah. The after tavlin name is basha be kli sheni, even though it doesn't get cooked in a kli sheni. Mikol makom ha'iroi me kli rishon kaimu unto whom avasha k'dei klipa. We paskin is Ramah and Hilchas Blias. Hilchas Basa Bechalav, and in Hilchas Taruvis, that Iroi is Mavasha K'dei Klipa. But says the Mishnah Berurah continues, Vafil B'diyevet Oser. Even B'diyevet Oser, Iroi Lehedya Alein Shalom Nifzak HaKiloch. If you poured on it in a way that the stream was coming from the Klirishon as it hits the cliche, the tea bag, it will be Oser even B'diyevet. So the Shvisas HaShabbos and Ois Nun Ches is not happy with that part of the Mishnah Berurah. Why do you aser it b'diyevet? We're going to get to it. We'll have a whole shiur on this topic. What if you do, you know, what's the, if you didn't pay attention the rest of the time and you make a mistake, so what is the status of the item that you cooked by accident? So Mishnah Berurah, as we'll see in Shin Yud Ches of Katan Beis, quotes from the Achronim that if something is a machlaikas ha-paiskim, machlaikas lemaisa, so then we don't aser the food b'diyevet. B'diyevet, you can rely on the opinion that's meikol. So as the Shvisas HaShabbos, the Machlekes Rishonim, what's the status of Iroi? Some hold Kekli Sheni, some hold Kekli Rishon, some hold as Mevasha K'dei Klipa. So even though we're not going to pour L'chadchila onto the spices, onto the Tibek from a Kli Rishon, how can you Aser B'diyevet? What about the opinion of the Rashbam? So Rabbi Eider, in his Sefer on Hilchos Shabbos, Ois Nun Beis, writes that apparently we have concluded that Iroi is Kekli Rishon. It's no longer, Iroi is like a Kli Rishon. It's Mevasho K'dei Klipa. It doesn't cook all the way, but we paskin that it cooks K'dei Klipa. That's how we paskin in Yerodea. That's how we should paskin here. It's no longer an open discussion. It's been concluded. We paskin as Mevasho K'dei Klipa. And therefore, if you do it, it's even Aser B'diyevet. Rabbi Willig is not happy with that conclusion of Rabbi Eider. He sides with the Shvisas HaShabbos, that this is more of an open discussion still. All the opinions are on the table. What the Shulchan Aruch says, not to pour from a Kli Rishon onto the tea bag, that's because we're being machmer, like the opinion that it maybe it's Mevasho K'dei Kula, maybe it's Mevasho K'dei Klipa. It's at least Mevasho K'dei Klipa, but you know, we have to be machmer, it's Mevasho K'dei Klipa. But that doesn't mean that the opinion that it's Kli Sheni is off the table. So he thinks that we shouldn't answer it B'diyevet like the Shvisas HaShabbos. But the Mishnah Berurah seems to conclude that we paskin is Mevasho K'dei Klipa and it's not an open discussion anymore. This works with the psak of the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in the first parak, Ois Kuf Lamites, you can look it up, writes that if you have, let's say, a baby bottle, it's always a discussion, how are you going to heat up the baby bottle? We'll get to it more, Mir Tzashem, tomorrow. You have the baby bottle, which you want to heat up on Shabbos. So one possible eitzah would be to pour on it hot water from a Shabbos urn. It'll get messy, so you have to put a little bucket underneath. Okay. But it'll heat it up. So the Shmir Shabbos Kochasa writes, can you do that? But Iroi is Mevasho K'dei Klipa. But he says over here is Gevaldik because you have the bottle. The bottle is the Klipa. We don't care about cooking the plastic. All we care about is, it's not a Malacha and Shabbos. The problem would be if you'd be cooking the milk. But here the bottle separates between the milk and the Kli. And we paskin is Mevasho K'dei Klipa. So he says you can do that. Everybody will, again, Lishitasoi disagrees with that Shmir Shabbos Kochas because he holds an open discussion still. All three shittas are on the table. We're machmir in each direction. we won't answer b'di yevid because all the shittas are on the table. But at the same time, we have to be machmer for that opinion that it's mevashal kadei kuloi, the opinion of the Ri. So he's not. He again doesn't endorse that. He doesn't like that shmir shabbos kochasa. But it sounds like from the Mishneh Brura, from the Shmir Shabbos Kochasa, that we paskin Iro is Mavashah Kadei Klipa. Was a three-way Machlokes HaRishonim. The way we conclude is that it's Mavashah Kadei Klipa, and therefore you should not pour hot water from Klivishon Shabbos and onto Tipeg, onto spices. Okay, also because of this, therefore, because of this, you're not allowed to pour hot water into cold water. If you pour from hot water into cold water, which is in a klisheni, so then it'll turn out that you're cooking the cold water that it hits, just like you shouldn't pour onto the tea bag, you shouldn't pour onto water in a klisheni either. And that's discussed by the Mishnah on Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. I gave it to you over here, Ois Dalit. Hamecham Shepineu, you have a hot pot which is cooking on top of the fire, and you removed it. You cannot put cold water in. That's obvious. It's going to get hot. But you can put in it in order to make it cool down. What? You can't put in it to make it hot, but you can put in it to make it cool down. The Gemara is confused as to what's going on. So, this is what it means to say. You have a pot that you remove from the fire. V'yesh b'mayim chamim and has in it hot water. You cannot put in a little bit of cold water in order so that that water should get hot. You can't put cold water into a klivishon; it's going to get cooked. But you can put in a ton of cold water. Let's say I'm going to put in, I have a pot that I removed from the fire, with a little bit of water, and I'm going to pour it into a gallon of cold water. I want lukewarm water. I don't know for what. I want to wash the dishes. I don't know. You want to give a baby a bath or something. So you have hot water that you left boiled. You have left boiling on the pot, on the fire. And now you want to pour in a ton of cold water. So it says in the Gemara that you can do because it's never going to be Yad Soledes Bo. And the Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan, Noisin Adam Chamin L'toy Chatzoinen. You're allowed to put hot water into cold water. But you cannot put cold water into hot water. That's the opinion of Beisham. Beis Hillel Oimrim. Bein chamin l'toy chatzainim, bein tzainim l'toy chachamin. Whether it's hot water into cold water, or cold water into hot water, it's allowed. Why? Beis Hillel's opinion is you can put hot water into cold water. Again, let's say like this. The Gemara, first part of the Gemara says, let's say I have a klivishon of hot water. Can I put cold water in? Not a little, but you can put a lot, because the whole thing won't be Yad Soledes Bo. What if I have the reverse? I want to put hot water into cold water. So, Beisilo Oimen, Bein Chamin, L'toy Chatzainin, whether I'm putting hot water into cold water, Bein Tzainin, L'toy Chachamin is Mutter. What do you mean, Bein Tzainin, L'toy Chachamin? That's only if it's Meruba, we said. Or if it would be, I guess, a klisheni. What about chamin l'toy chatzainin? How is that allowed? So writes Tosfos, why you have to be concerned with iwer k'klivishon. Writes Tosfos, afil b'klivishon the chamin l'toy chatzainin ain't a mevashel. Kemo she'aforish. Chamin into tzainin does not cook. V'loy tzainin l'toy chamin, but not neither cold into hot. Afil b'klisheni. The gazi be'shamer k'klisheni ot k'klivishon. Beis Hillel depligi v'sharu tzainin l'toy chamin. Beis Hillel allow. How can you put cold water into hot water? There's only two ways you can put cold water into hot water. Either the hot water is a klisheni ain't a mevashel, or if the Gemara said earlier, if you put in so much cold water, then in the end of the day, the product that you're putting in, you have a little hot water, I pour in a ton of cold water, the whole thing's going to be less than yad. So let us both, that's allowed. So cold water into hot water is allowed in two scenarios. Either the water is a klisheni, the hot water, or in the end of the day, the whole thing will be less than Yad Soledes Bo. Ulamanda Omar, but what about the other way? What about putting hot water into cold water? I have a little bit of cold water here, and I want to pour hot water in. Ulamanda Omar, so that, the Gemara says, is also allowed. You can put hot water into cold water. I asked Tysus, how can you do that? What happened to Eroy? Ulamanda Omar, Tatar Gover, Nami, Hamavasha, Kadei Klipa, Kamosha Farshal, Kamam, Bez Hashem. Ooh, it's mevasha kedei klipa. So how can you put hot water into cold water? Alanira kamosha imer rabbeinu tam. Dechamin letoch tzainin mashvisha tzainin shalmata merubin. Again, the same heter that the Gemara had. You can pour cold water into hot water. Ooh, but the hot water is a klirishin. As long as the cold water is enough, then in the end of the day, the whole thing will be less than yatsavat is by. So too, says Tayyid Rabbeinu Tam, you can put cham otoich tzainin, mashmash at tzainin shalmata merubin. That's if the cold water on the bottom is the majority. Shederach litin hamuad b'meruba. That's the way most people do it. You bring the, people choose the... I don't have to tell you this, and why you people choose the path of least resistance. So the easiest way to do things is to bring the smaller amount to the bigger amount. You don't bring the bigger amount to the smaller amount. So you would bring the mu'at, shederach litena mu'at b'meruba. Ulekach ei mevashen achamin hamu'atim klal. Therefore, the hot water is not going to be mevashel, kidei klipa, the cold water, fishem ha'arbin, b'tzainanin hamerubin. It's going into the majority of cold water. Their heat is going to get dissipated. If that's the case, you can't put cold water into hot water. If the hot water is the majority, must be that's only a cliche. So Tarsus understand the stood base hill. I was talking about two different cases a little bit. Chamin l'toich tzayin means even from a klirishin into the cold water, because the cold water is the majority, so the klirishin is not going to cook kedei klipa. It's going into a majority of cold water, where in the end of the day it'll be less than yatsav erizbah. But tzayin l'toich chamin, where the chamin is the meruba, must be we're talking about a klisheni. And Beis Shammai asked even that klisheni yotah klirishin, and Beis Hillel don't answer that. They don't go to klirisha klisheni yotah klirishin. Okay, so what emerges is the following, Rabbi. So we begin, Iyur is mevashel kedei klipa. Fine, so you cannot pour hot water into the tea bag. What about pouring hot water into cold water? So Tarsus distinguishes, based on the Gemara, that if the cold water on the bottom is the meruba, is the majority, and in the end of the day, the mixture is going to be less than yatsar lettuce, but it is allowed. We don't say it's mevashel kedei klipa before it becomes gets mixed. No, the whole thing gets mixed at once. As long as the mixture is less than yatsar erizbah, it's allowed. And the reverse is true as well. You're allowed to put cold water, that's a meruba, into hot water. It's not the typical case, but you're allowed to do that. That's the earlier Gemara. Even though you're putting it into a klirishin, because in the end of the day, it's all going to get mixed. It'll be less than yatsar erizbah. And this halacha is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Right? So Shulchan Aruch, Shin Yurches, Sif Yud Beis. Mekum Shepinim Imenu Mayim Chamin. You have hot water that you took off... from the fire. Murta litain l'secha mayim tzainin. You have a klirishin. You can put cold water in. Add the ramah merubin. If that's the majority, k'dei lahavshir. Because in the end of the day, the mixture is going to be less than yatsil lettuce by. Umurta latzak mayim chamin l'tech mayim tzainin. So too, you can pour hot water into cold water. Atzainin l'tech chamin, or cold into hot. V'hushi lo yeh b'klirishin. You can't do it if it's a klirishin, only klisheni. But then the ramah adds, the Chiddush of Tosfos from Hamayim Merubin Kol Kach Sheyef So Sheyiz Bashul Rach Sheyef Fitzinoisan Afilu BeKlirishin Shari. You can even put a ton of cold water into a klirishin, or you can put from a klirishin into a ton of cold water. We don't say Iro is Mavashel. As long as the mixture is less than Yatsar Erizbah, in the end you can do whatever you want with the klirishin and mixing the hot water and the cold water, as long as it's less than Yatsar Erizbah at the end. The Mishnah, the Ramah adds, it can't be on the fire, because if it's on the fire, you leave it there, it'll all get cooked in a few minutes anyway. So that's asur. You cannot put water on top of a fire on Shabbos. I hope I don't have to say that. That goes without saying. But if you want to mix stuff off the fire, klirishin, hot water, into cold water, as long as the hot water is the minority, even though we say ira is mavashel kedei klipa, and certainly a klirishin is mavashel, so you can't put a little bit of cold water into a klirishin. You can't pour from a klirishin onto a little bit of cold water. But as long as the mixture is less than yatsar erizbah in the end, that's allowed. And the Mishnah Berurah writes like that: the machamim hem beklirishin also l'tzoichem b'tzoichem mayim tzainin. If you have hot water in a klirishin, you can't put a little cold water in. V'hu adin da'asa la'arois meham l'tzoich mayim tzainin mu'atim sheizbash la'yadam. But if the cold water is the minority and the majority is the hot water, you can't do either one of these. You can't put a little bit of cold water into hot water if it's a klirishin, and you can't pour from a klirishin onto a little bit of cold water.
That's it. Just apply the pouring hot water over ice, directly from the...
Of course. But if in the end it'll be less than yatsar erizbah, but here it doesn't get mixed.
Well, it does pretty fast,
Yeah, it gets mixed. Okay. So fun. As you pour it, it's getting melted. Sounds wrong, but maybe you're right. The Bir Halacha, though, has a further kula. This is all based on the Tosis that we saw, that the only time you're allowed to pour hot into cold is if, what about Iroi Mavasha Kadei Klipa? It's only if in the end of the day the mixture will be less than Yatzir Lettuce Bud. That's what Tosis threw in. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara quotes the opinion of Beis Hillel, you can pour hot into cold. Tosis said, how could it be? What about Iroi Mavasha Kadei Klipa? Tosis said, must be we're applying the same Heta as the Gemara earlier. If in the end of the day the mixture will be less than Yatzir Lettuce Bud, then it's allowed. However, the Bir Halacha quotes one opinion that no, perhaps we say you're allowed to pour hot water into cold water, even though normally Iru is Mavasha Kadei Klipa, that's only on a solid. With a liquid, we don't say Iru is Mavasha Kadei Klipa. It cooks the outer shell. Why not? Because the minute you pour it in, it all gets mixed. And what Kli is it sitting in now? You pour from a Kli Rishon into your teacup. I have a little bit of a cold tea essence there at the bottom. Everyone knows what tea essence is? Tea essence is a... Yes? Yes? Tea essence was a tea concentrate. They used to use it to make tea on Shabbos. Some people still do. So they, because they don't want to make tea with the tea bags. We'll get to the Mishnah tomorrow. That'll be tomorrow's discussion. How do you make tea on Shabbos? Some hold the best Eitza is to have tea essence that you make before, which is like a tea concentrate you make by soaking tea bags in the water. And then you mix it, a few drops, you mix it into your hot water and it makes tea. It's horrible. But let's say I have a little bit of cold tea essence at the bottom of my cup. Now I want to pour the hot water in. So we would say, according to Tosis, that's not allowed. The whole point is to have hot tea. It's not going to be less than Yatzir Lettuce Bud when you're done. If it's less than Yatzir Lettuce Bud, then you're done. Mission not accomplished because it's going to be cold. You want it to be hot. That's the whole point. So if you want it to be hot, Tosis told you, you have to worry about Iru Mavasha Kadei Klipa. You can't pour into the cold tea essence at the bottom of your cup directly from the Shabbosr. You'd have to do it the other way. First put the hot water in, then pour the cold water into the klisheni. Cold tea essence in. So he says it can't be the other way because Mavasha Kadei Klipa. So the Bir Halacha quotes one opinion, perhaps the opinion of the tour, that of the Beis Meir, that we only apply Iru Mavasha Kadei Klipa by solids. Because by liquids, what happens? You're going to pour your hot water in. It's going to get mixed with the tea essence. But what kli is the type of cup? What type of utensil is the tea in now? Klisheni. Klisheni ain't a mavasho. Ah, Iru is mavasho Kadei Klipa. But that's not a solid. I pour it on the solid. It doesn't get mixed right away. It cooks the top of the chicken. Okay. But over here, it gets mixed with the liquid right away, and already into the klisheni. Klisheni ain't a mavasho. Right to the Bir Halacha. I'm Mishnah Berurah. The chabon go toich tzayni, but inan gamkin shumer Reuben. If you're pouring hot into cold, it also has to be the cold is the majority, like Tosis. V'ataz kosis dasatur lohakel v'chamim l'toich tzayin afil b'tzayin muwatim. The Taz quotes from the tour that even chamim l'toich tzayin is even if the tzayin is the minority. V'ayim b'sefer beis meyer sheherech bazeh harbe umasik dasatur lohakel, and he quotes a Rajba and a Ran. V'tamim d'zelo chashiv iroi. That's not called iroi. They get mixed right away. Everything's considered to be in a klisheni. The little bit of cold cannot get cooked by the hot because it's in a klisheni. So he says, really, you shouldn't be my maker like this. It's against Tosfos. We're talking about an Issur D'oraisa of Bishul on Shabbos. In the Yevid, we won't be machmir. It's a machlekes hapaiskim, as we mentioned. Wherever b'di'evit is, machlek sapaisim will be meko. But then he introduces a kula. Because he says, 1 minute, this tea essence, has this been previously cooked? Tea essence has been previously cooked? Yes, that's how you make tea essence. You put tea bags in and you cook it like that, and then that's how you make a concentrate. Put 10 tea bags in a little cup of tea, it becomes very concentrated tea, and now you could use it to make other cups of tea later. So why do we paskin? Yeish bishalach habishal b'davalach. So we saw yesterday the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah is really we paskin, that's how he understood the Ramah. It's a chumrah that if it cooled down entirely, you might come to confuse it with liquids that have never been cooked, so you shouldn't do it. But it's really ein bishalach habisha b'davalach. It's a chumrah that we have. So says he quotes here from the Beis Meir, are we really going to put two chumras together over here? Umashanoigan, if you look at the end of the fourth line, Umashanoigan, Nami Haki, Bamashke, Kofa, O T, Tai. Shemavashim, Kaidim, Shabbos, Maat, Maim, and Kofa, Viti. They cook, they make this tea essence, Baofen, Shukhazak, Maoid, Batamo. It's very strong. Vyom, Shabbos, Maar, Malaya, Maim, Chamin. You want to pour hot water onto the cold tea essence. Shinizbashu, Beheta, was cooked before Shabbos, Beheta. Bazay, Yesh, Oid, Tzad, Vahatir. Here there's another Tzad, Lakula. Mitama, Yesh, Makilin. You should not make a macha against those who do this. A bal nefesh yochush should be machmer not to do it. It says the Bir Halacha, perhaps there's room to be makel on that, and you shouldn't be machmer against people who do it. Why? Because you have the two kulos. Number one, the tur, that everything that gets mixed, even though it's hot into cold, we don't apply irim of ashka de klipa if you're pouring into another liquid, because it all gets mixed, it's only onto solids. And the kula of ein bishlach abisha b'davalach. So we don't put those two chumras together necessarily. Bir Halacha doesn't recommend to do it, but there's room to be makel on that. Okay, so we discussed. Yeah.
Sorry, just when mechaber and now pull out here, it says much or less if mayim chamin so mayim tonin. So that's not a problem. You're right.
He says if it's a who shaloyu beklivishin, not hot water from a klivishin. He patches himself up. Then the Ramah adds, even if it's a klirishin, if the cold is the majority. So you have one kula, if everything in the end ends up to be yatsogadis, less than yatsogadis, but it's always allowed hot to cold to hot. What we're discussing is if it's not going to be less than yatsogadis, but. So then cold into hot, certainly not, because it's going to get cooked in a klirishin. What about hot into cold? So it's a problem of eroi. So the Bir Halacha there has one kula that perhaps we don't apply eroim of asher kadei klipa in liquids. Okay, but what is called a klirish and what is called a klisheni? So the Mishnah said over there, ha'ilfas v'kedera she'aviron me'roischin. You took it off the fire, lo yitein l'toich ha'tavon. Go back to Ois Aleph. Even though you removed it from the fire, you should not put in it spices. So that implies klirish is the pot clearly that was on the fire. But even if it's no longer on the fire, it was once on the fire, that's called a klirishin. So if you take your teapot, you're walking around with it, or your soup pot that was on the fire, you're walking around with it serving, that's a moving klirishin. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, klirishin shin yud chesif tes, klirishin perish a klishin mishdamish boy al ha'esh, it was on the fire, afir la'achash evirame al ha'esh, as well, even after you took it off the fire, kozman sheyat sogedes boy, it's still mavasha and it still has the status of a klirishin. If it's less than yat sogedes boy, clearly there's no problem. But if it's yat sogedes boy, it would still have the status of a klirishin. The Ran in the back of the Gemara, on the Chof from the Beis and the Dapim of the Rif, quotes from Yishalmi. Nagoital discusses it that perhaps it's only called a klirishin while it's on the fire. Once I take it off the fire, it doesn't have the status of a klirishin. That's the opinion of the Yishalmi, but that's clearly not the opinion of the Bavli, or the opinion of Rav Rishonim, is that even if it's not on the fire, it was once on the fire, it has the status of a kli rishon. However, and what is a kli sheni? That's the first kli that it's in that was not on the fire. That's pasha. So Rabbi said, you take water out of a Shabbos urn. What is the status of the cup that the water comes into? The Shabbos urn clearly is the klirishin. What about the coffee cup that I take from the Shabbos urn and I push down on the plunger, water comes out? What is the status of the cup? Should have been a cliche. However, there's a chumra from Shita of Rashi that seems to disagree with that. Because the Gemara says in Shabbos Mem Amabez, Ois Ches over here, Amar of Yitzchak Bar Adimi, Pamachas Nechnasti Acher Rebbe Lebeis HaMerchatz, an aggressive Talmud, he followed Rebbe into the bathhouse. Ubikashti ain't a baishan limit. Ubikashti laniach loy pachshel shemen, and I offered to serve him. I was going to heat up some oil and anoint him with the oil. Bambati va'amali. How are you going to heat it up in the bathhouse water? Va'amali tol b'klisheni. He said it's okay. Take some water out of the bath in a klisheni, and heat up the shemen there. Vitain and put it inside. Shmami not glass. So we see from here three things. Shmami no, shemen yejba mishum bishul. We see from here, oil gets cooked on Shabbos, and yuchai for bishul. Shmami no, klishen, it's a discussion in the Gemara. Shmami no, klisheni ainu mevashel. Klisheni is not cook items. Vishmami no, hefsheiro zehu bishuloi.
that heating up the oil or melting the oil is called, that's its form of bishul. That's be boiling, hefsheros bishulah. So on that comment of the Gemara, klisheni enu mevashu, which we already knew from the Mishnah Mem Bezimet Aleph, this is a Gemara, the Mishnah says you're allowed to put spices into a klisheni. That told us already, klisheni enu, you can't put it in a klisheni, but you can put it in a klisheni. He already told us klisheni enu mevashu, but here it's, the Gemara says we learned this out from this Maisa with Rebbe as well. So writes Rashi over there, but klisheni, she yitztani ma'at, the klisheni enu mevashu. Put this thing of oil in the klisheni. Why not just put it in the bath? Rabbi says, the bath, is he bathing in like a pot on top of the fire? What's he bathing in? He's bathing probably in an ambati as a bath. Where's it coming from? The Gemara is assuming it's the Chamei Tveria. But is this, he's bathing in Chamei Tveria that's boiling hot? Is that what he's bathing in? No, he's bathing in kind of like an offshoot. It's a spillover from the Chamei Tveria. So why is that a klivishon? So writes Rashi, the Hakam Bati, so the Pashup shot is, yes, he's bathing in the Chamei Tveria. In the Chamei Tveria. Where, that's the Pashup shot. Rashi says, no, that's hard to entertain. It'd be such hot water. It's coming away from the spring. Why is that then called a klirishin? That you have to take it into a klisheni to heat up the oil? Right? That's a choshev a klirishin shenir tchachubo. Sha'av al pisha vira me'ala esh mevashal. Even though a klirishin, as we know, that you remove from the fire and I walk around with my teapot, that is a moving klirishin because it was once on the fire. So do this water that is running away from the mayan. It's kind of attached to the mayan, but it's not the mayan itself. It's attached to the mayan. Also has the status of a klirishin. And therefore, when he wanted to heat up the oil to anoint Rebbe, he had to take it into a different klisheni, heat up the oil in that different klisheni. So Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, in the first parak, in Ois Kuf Chav Beis, quotes from the Chazon Ish, it's a Prima Gadim as well, that says, it sounds like from here, any water that's attached to a Kli, that comes from a Kli Rishon, any water that comes from a Kli Rishon, like this Ambati, where did the water come from? The hot springs of Tveria. Why is that a Kli Rishon? Rashi says, because it comes from the Mayan. So it sounds like from Rashi, any water that comes from a Kli Rishon is also a klirishin. The klisheni is the first cup, not that wasn't on the fire, but the first cup that didn't come from the klirishin. Wow. So that means the water that you take out of your Shabbos urn has the status of a klirishin, because it was water that came from a klirishin, just like this bath that came from the hot springs of Tveria. Yes?
Of course, attached
to these springs. Oh! So many disagree with this chum of the Chazon Ish. Diyuk in Rashi. The Chumash Hadeshen in Simen Kuf Pei Aleph says, no, over here we're talking about it's still attached. So while your hot water is pouring into your kais from the Shabbos and has the status of a klirishin, the minute that the Eroi stops, it loses its status. It stops getting conducted, the conductivity stops, and now it no longer has the status of a klirishin, it has the status of a klisheni. The bath here is an offshoot of the hot springs of Tveria, and that's why it calls mind that it's attached. It has the status of a klirishin, because part of the water is still on the fire. So part of the water is still on the fire. That's mischamim, everything that's attached to it. But once it gets detached, already would have the status of a klisheni, and he would not have the status of a klirishin. So because of that, Trumas Hadesh, many disagree with this diuk in Rashi. But that was the opinion of the Chazon Ish, the opinion of the Prima Gadim. Most contemporary Sfarim and Hilchos Shabbos, maybe I'm sure the Orchos Shabbos has it somewhere. But like the Shabbos kids, they don't even quote this. It doesn't even make the cut, to get quoted. But the Shmir Shabbos Kochaz has a chumer from the Chazon Ish. You should be aware of it. The Prima Gadim seems to hold like that, but the Rav HaPoiskim disagree with this. Yeah.
What would be a klisheni if that initial water?
The first water that didn't come from a klirishin. No, if I take it into the coffee cup, and the coffee cup into the other cup, that's a klisheni now.
It's just one bath.
Yes. So if you want to get klisheni, you have to put a fourth cup. A lot of cups.
According to the Chazon Ish, what was the metzias, so the body of water? Where is this water coming from? I don't understand. It's not an offshoot of the same
It is, but maybe it's detached.
How did it get there?
Good question. I don't know. Good question. It's a difficult deal, Ken Rashi. Maybe he held that when you put your water from the Shabbos and into your coffee cup, it is attached. And even though it gets later gets detached, still has the status of a Kli Rishon. How did the water change from being a Kli Rishon 1 minute to being a Kli Sheni the next minute? I hear the argument. I hear the argument. But I would say, you understand it's difficult. According to this, what we're saying now, the water that you pour into your coffee cup, Kozman, it's attached and it's still coming from the Shabbos. I don't think it drips from the Shabbos or in that they're so smooth. I think that there's breaks, you know, when you push down. I don't know if it goes like a even stream. But even if it would, the water that's going to the coffee cup is now a Kli Rishon. The minute the stream stops, it's a Kli Sheni. It's an interesting transition. So maybe the Chazanish didn't hold it back. Okay, but either way, we see from the Gemara the famous rule that Kli Sheni Yeinim Ravasho. We saw it from the Mishnah that you could put spices into a Kli Sheni. And we saw it from this Gemara as well, the whole Maaseh with Rebbe and the Merchatz, that Kli Sheni Yeinim Ravasho, and Kli Sheni is generally assumed to be the first Kli that it's in that was not on the fire. Any Kli that was on the fire is a Kli Rishon. Any first Kli that it's in that was not on the fire is a Kli Sheni. Yeah.
Didn't you say before that the status of Chametz Beria is that it's not real?
Good question. If you cook in it, you won't be chayav on Shabbos. That doesn't mean that it's not a kli. So why couldn't he cook in the chametz tveria? But we had a machlekes where the chametz tveria is mischalfa pischa de gehenim, or is not mischalfa pischa de gehenim. Is that really called bishul b'chama or not? If there's a fire underneath there somewhere, it is a problem. So maybe that's where the Gemara, right after this Maisa, that's where the Gemara has that whole discussion. It's Chametz Tveria, Bishul Be'esh, it's Chametz Tveria, Bishul B'cham.
Didn't the Shulchan
Aruch
pass him that it's not...
Shulchan Aruch passes Bishul B'cham is allowed. The Machlokes is what's Chametz Tveria.
Didn't he say...
He says Chametz Tveria? I don't remember. But that's where the Gemara has this discussion, on this Maisa. That's how the Gemara and Kira gets involved in the discussion about Chametz Tveria, because of this Maisa with Rebbe, who was taking a bath, and he told him taking it to a Kli Sheni.
Also, is the Gemara assuming that we're discussing Chametz Tveria only because to go into a bathhouse on Shabbos is also because of Gzeirat HaBalanim?
To go into a bathhouse on Shabbos is also because of Gzeirat HaBalanim, yeah.
Because the Gemara said the Lashon Beit HaMerchatz.
Right. How is he doing this? What about the Gzeirat HaBalanim?
So if you say it was Chametz Tveria, maybe that's why Gzeirat HaBalanim didn't. And that's why they're assuming
Okay, we have to look up the Gemara. We're not attacking it from that aspect. But yes, it's good. Okay, so Kli Sheni Yeinu Mevashel. Why is Kli Sheni? Kli Rishon cooks. Kli Sheni, the first Kli that it's in that wasn't on the fire, is Yeinu Mevashel. So Taisus asks, why not? Tema Maishna Kli Sheni Mi Kli Rishon. When you pour the little cold water into this, when you pour the hot water into a Kli Sheni, anybody here who makes tea in a Kli Sheni, the tea is less than Yad Saled as well? No. It's Yad Saled, but otherwise you wouldn't be drinking it. So, if it's Yad Saled, but what's Bishul by liquids? It's Yad Saled, but what difference do I care if it's in a Kli Rishon or a Kli Sheni? It's Yad Saled, but Lamaisa. V'i ein Yad Saled, I feel Kli Rishon now, he says Taisa, Seinu Mevasho. What's the kunst of a Kli Sheni? V'i eish loimar. V'fisha Kli Rishon, mitosha amir ala or, doif noisav, chamin. Since the Kli Rishon was on the fire, its walls are hot. Umachzik chaymai zman meruba, and it preserves the heat for a long time. Lukach nasnu bo shir, the kozman shayad tzoledes bo yoser. And therefore, as long as yad tzoledes bo the water is yad tzoledes bo yoser. Ava klisheni ava gav, the yad tzoledes bo mutter. Even though it's yad tzoledes bo, it's allowed. De ain doif nois of chamin. Its walls are not hot. Vahoylech umiskarer. And it gets colder as you go on. Who cares if the walls are hot or the walls aren't hot? If it cooks, it gets cooked. If it doesn't cook, it doesn't cook. Lamaisa, does this water get to be cliche? Is it Yad Saledesbo? Yes. So if Yad Saledesbo water cooks, what difference does it make if it's Doif Noisav Mekaros or not Doif Noisav Mekaros? Echreinim have a difficult time with this. So the Or Sameach and Perek Tes, Halacha Beis, the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos, Rabbi Eider is the same God in his Sefer in Hilchos Shabbos. I've heard the same thing in the name of Salavechik. That they explain the following. What Taisus is telling us is that it's not the derech to cook in a Kli Sheni. As we've mentioned by Bishul B'chama, sometimes ein derech Bishul B'kach can even make something mutter on Shabbos. Because it's just so different. So too over here, writes Dor Sameach, this type of... how did the walls of the pot get hot? Not from the fire. The walls of the pot got hot from where? From hot water. like kind of like a bisho bechama. It didn't get hot from the fire. It got hot from water, which got hot from the fire. Kind of a kaycha. That's what it describes. So he says, this is so different from every normal type of... It's not the normal way to cook in such a kli. So different. Since it's not the normal, just like it's not the normal way to cook in the sun, it's not the normal way to cook in this type of kli, and it's so radically different. Ein derech bishul bekach, and that's why it's mutter. Why is it not normal to cook in this type of kli? That's what Tosfos tells us, because they're nice of Makaros. Who in their right mind would cook in a kli that's going to get colder as time goes on? You would only normally cook in a kli that's going to preserve the heat a little bit. The walls are hot. If the walls are hot, so then I'll cook in such a kli. That's normal. But if the walls are not hot, and the walls only became hot from hot water, that's not the normal way to cook, because of nice of Amakaros. So that's how the Achrayim understood the lumdus of this Tosfos. Yes.
Do you really say that though? Meaning if you had a pot that's no water in it, I wouldn't want to touch the side of that if it was on flame.
Yeah.
Because it would be heated from.
Correct.
So it's. Where you tell me that the water is heating up the side?
No. Klisheni, how did the walls become hot in a klisheni?
Oh, for a klisheni.
From hot water of a kli rishon, not from the fire. That's strange. And who would ever cook in such a pot? Because the walls are never going to get hot that way. They're going to get colder as time goes on. So that's what Tosfos tells us. It's ain derech bishul bekach. It's so different than every other kli rishon. No one would ever cook there. And that's why it's allowed. The problem is, and we'll see, it's not a problem, but there are some achrayim who seem to take Tosfos literally. That you need, in order, the definition of a klisheni is doif nice of makaros. If it's doif nice of mechamamites, it has hot walls, so then we would not apply the rule of klisheni and mavash. Well, for example, the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Yud Ches of Kampei Zayin discusses what's the status of a ladle. A ladle is, does that have is my bowl of soup a klishlishi, or is my bowl of soup a klisheni? It's not the pot that you cook the soup in, but there's a ladle that comes in between. So klisheni mikri kishiyroi min klirishin shiratichu acham l'saycha l'saych klizeh. That's a klisheni you took from the soup pot, you put into your soup bowl. Umutar filo miyad sagadizbay, and it's considered to be a klisheni even though the soup is hot. Aval, imshoyev bekli reikon, let's say I use a ladle. Mitay klirishin, yeshayim zedino klirishin, it has the sum hold the ladle as the status of a klirishin. If I leave it soaking in the soup, which is the klirisha, now how are the walls of the ladle hot or cold? The walls of the ladle are hot. Klirisha. Why not klisheni? It didn't get cooked in the ladle. So some, I think the Mishnah Berurah is quoting a Taz. That's what I wanted to look up before the Shia. But you look it up, whoever I think is quoting a Taz. That since the walls of the ladle are not hot, so you don't have to have nice of Makaros, so we say that we don't have the heter of klisheni. So, but why? According to our lumdus, what's the pshat? The pshat is because it's not the derech to cook in a klisheni, it's only the derech to cook in a klisheni. What do I care if it has... Do we really care if the walls are hot or the walls are cold? No, what we're trying to say is no one cooks in a klisheni. So too, no one cooks in a ladle. What do I care about hot walls? No hot walls. It's one problem. I'm being, intellectual honesty. I'm giving you the problem with the lumdus. We're going to solve the problem. I'm just giving you the problem. Another problem is the Mishnah Berurah and Shin Yud Ches of Kan Samachay quotes the Chumrah of the Marshal that a Dover Gush, a solid item that doesn't expand to the, to the contours of the Kli necessarily. So you don't really need the Kli to hold it. So does that have the status of a klisheni? I don't need the kli over here. The schnitzel is independently hot. Doesn't need the klisheni. Not doing anything for it. In a hot soup, you can put spices in a klisheni. The ain ris bashal sham. The munav a klisheni dover gush. But if it's a solid item, shayad sogadizboy yesh li zarbazad the yesh person to show me dover gush calls match yad sogadizboy dinik klirishin. Why is it dinik klirishin? Because there's no what? Hot walls. Doesn't have the hot walls. The Ramah in Yoredeya doesn't like this, doesn't have this Chumrah of the Marshal. The Ramah writes that even a solid item, even though it's Dover Gush, if it's sitting in a klisheni, doesn't have the Chumrah of a klirishon. And the Taz and the Shach and that Ramah, if you've learned Basa B'chalav, quote the Chumrah of the Marshal, but a Dover Gush, you don't have the coolers of klisheni. So the Machlekes, the Ramah and the Marshal and the Mishnah Berurah is Machmir over here by Shabbos. So if you have hot schnitzel, Shiloh, can you put on it uncooked spices? The status of a Klevishin? Maybe yes, maybe no. But why? Again, the lumdus is, no one cooks in a Klesheni. That's the heter, not because of the cold walls. The cold walls is the simen that no one cooks there. It's ain derech bishabakach. That's the lumdus of it. So if that's the case, and we accept our lumdus, what difference does it make if you don't really need literally cold walls? What difference does it make if it's a dover gush? What difference does it make with a ladle? So what, it has no cold walls? It doesn't work with the lumdus. We have a problem. The truth of the matter is, the Chazon Ish helps us out over here. The Shmir Shabbos Kochasa. Quotes from the Chazon Ish, Shmir Shabbos Kochasa, and Ois Kuf Pei, on the first parak. Quotes this Chazon Ish at the end of Or Chaim, where the Chazon Ish writes like this. He says, the only time we're machmir on the ladle, even those who were machmir on the ladle, is if it was sitting in the soup while the soup was on the fire. Oh. Vimshov imitach kedera. B'shoshi ala esh. Now, we don't do this. Why don't we do this? Because of the chumra of Hagasa. We don't want to stir things. So we always take the soup off the fire. But the Chazon Ish says, if you would serve the soup from the fire, oh, v'mshoshi v'mitecha keder b'shoshi ala esh, kaf atmanasis klivishin. Then the ladle could become a klivishin. V'mshoshi v'mina keder ala acha shavir v'mina ala esh. If it's after you removed it from the fire, then it's a klisheni for sure. Meaning the chumra of the ladle only is in a pot that's on the fire, because since the ladle is in it so much, not that it doesn't have literally cold water, it's because now it has its own relationship with the fire. Not because it contracted it from the soup. It's because now it's sitting in the soup pot and it is also on the fire. Dost haste klirishin, so the ladle is a klirishin. Meaning it develops its own relationship with the fire. That's when you have to be machmer in a ladle. So according to the Chazon Ish, we serve soup off the fire, our ladles would never have the status of a klishani. We would always have the status of a klishani. So what that the walls will get hot after a while? But lamaisa, it's not the derech to cook in a klishani. So I believe that perhaps we can kvetch and say that's the pshat by dover gush as well. Those who are machmer on a dover gush, we treat that as a chumrah. To be machmer by dover gush. If you have any other kulas, we could be make. Let me throw that into be mako. But if we choose a chumra of the dover gush, because the Rama doesn't accept it, it's the chumra of the marshal. To treat a solid item, even when it's in a klisheni, is a klivishin. Perhaps the pshat over there too is that the dover gush never lost its relationship with the fire. You see, the schnitzel retains its relationship with the fire. It's like a moving klivishin. Because it doesn't adapt to the shape of the klisheni, that now the klisheni defines it. It's its own gavra. It stands on its own. So therefore, since it has its own relationship with the klirishin, with the fire, that it never lost, it was also literally on the fire. Now it gets taken off. So what, it got taken off? It's like a movable klirishin. Soup that adapts to the contours of the bowl becomes a klirishin, the heter of klisheni. The shayla is about a davar gush that doesn't adapt to the contours of the bowl. Maybe that itself is like a moving klirishin. So that it's not a pot, it's a chicken. But maybe the chicken also has the status of a klirishin. That's the chumra of davar gush. But not that you could ever have cooking on something that doesn't have a relationship with the fire, just because it has hot walls. No. The chumra, the klisheni, is mutter, whatever, the first thing that doesn't have a relationship with the fire, klisheni and mavashko is not the derech bishul bekach. The machlekes about the ladle and about the davar gush is perhaps it does have a relationship with the fire. Either the ladle, through being in a pot of soup that was on the fire, even though it's coming in and out, but if it's there enough, or certainly if it's sitting in the soup, it could become a klirishin. Or the davar gush, perhaps it becomes like a movable klirishin. Never lose a relationship with the fire.
Cholim,
yes.
Right? So that conforms to the...
Yeah.
So that would be considered...
Well, the beans like might be a davar gush, even though you have, so you have a hot potato, that's a davar gush. That doesn't conform to the contours, even though part of it does, part of it doesn't. Cholim's always a problem. Or Rabbi Salvechik had his chumra with the soup pots. He had, the caterers always coming up with eitzes. We never bring rayas from caterers to anything. But the caterers have a problem. They want to serve soup Friday night. But what's the problem? Every time you get soup Friday night at a catered meal, the soup is always cold. Why is the soup cold? Literally because of this issue. Because what do? They take soup from a big soup tureen, they put it into a little soup bowl, and they go around serving it. The soup bowl is what? Klisheni, daif nois of makaros. It gets colder as time goes on. By the time they get to your table, it's already cold. So the caterers came up with a kunz. They'll put the bowls in the oven too. Okay, they have the soup cooking till they're going to serve it, and they'll leave the bowls in the hot box, in the oven. So the bowls will be hot. You'll take the soup, put it in hot bowls, and now you have a problem for the waiters, but they'll walk around with mitts, and they'll serve the soup like that. So it's how Ejik held. Now then, if you do that, the soup in the soup tureen that they're serving it from has a status of a cleation. The soup didn't get cooked in the bowl, but each one independently has a relationship with the fire. The bowl from being in the fire, the soup from being on the fire, even though they didn't get it at the same time together, but Lamaisa both have a relationship with the fire, clearly has then the status of a cleavishin. Again, not because you literally don't have Duf Nois of Mekarois, we don't care about that. It's not a technicality. Things get cooked in a cliche. The answer is, it's Yatza Lerizbo for sure. The answer is, it's not Derech Bishul Bekachin. This is also not, but over here, since each one has a relation with the fire, it is Derech Bishul Bekachin. For that reason, the Chazon Ish probably had a difficult time with the Chumra of the Chayei Adam. The Gemara, the last thing for today. The Gemara has, now if you look back, Mem Aleph Amid, Membezim at Aleph. The Gemara quote, we quoted the opinion of Beis Hillel that a person is allowed to put Chamin to Tzayin and Tzayin to Chamin. Ba'med var mamur, and you look at the last line of Ois Dalet, because of Ambati into a bath, Chamin l'toich tzaynin v'loi tzaynin l'toich chamin. You can put hot into cold. You can put hot into cold, but not cold into hot. Not cold into hot. What are we talking about? The bath is a klivishin or a klisheni? What is this bath? If it's a klivishin, for sure you can't put... So you cannot put cold water into a hot bath. Klivishin or klisheni? What, there's a guy bathing in a pot that was on the fire? What's going on? So writes Tosfos, even in a klisheni. Look over here, Ois Tezvav. When we did not get ambati, matra the klisheni. Your standard bath is a klisheni. Our baths are a klisheni. Va'asa leflugay be klisheni ben kais shehu l'sashiya. If Tosfos learned before, you could put cold water into a hot klisheni. Klisheni in Mavashu. You cannot put cold water into a hot klirishin. For sure not. But that's only mutter if it's a cup. When it's a bath, you can't even put cold water into a hot bath. That's a klisheni. I'm sorry. You can't put cold water into a hot bath, even if the water is a klisheni. You can put cold water into a hot cup of water. If the cup of water is a klisheni, not a klirishin, and get it cooked in a klirishin. But you can't even put cold water into a hot bath, even if the bath is a klisheni. Why? Why? It's a klisheni. Lufisha chamin harbe. It's so hot. Ve'ika lemigzer daroya oisa chamin. Someone's going to see it get so hot. Kokach sover the klivishin. You'll think your bath is a klivishin. Wow, how could it be so hot? So Taisa says it's a gzera. You can put cold water into a hot klisheni, but not if it's a bath. Because it looks too hot. It just looks bad. But the Rambam seems to quote this as me'ikir adin. Yibichai for bishol. The Rambam says, "Ambati shomercha shimalei ma'im chamin einois in la'ma'im tzaynin." You can put cold water into a hot klisheni, but not if it's a bath. Sharei mechamim in harbe. It gets very hot. And this is quoted by the Shulchan Aruch. "Ambati klisherochis bo shomercha shimalei ma'im chamin af al pi shehi klisheni." That's Tosis in the Rambam. Even though it sounds like we're talking about a klisheni. It gets too hot. So klisheni ain't a mavashel. But if it's so hot like a bath, ooh, then it's not allowed. Why not? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the name of a Chayei Adam who explains that even this heter of klisheni has its limits. I am a Chayei Adam, shekosav, dehecha sheyanich veizboi. Your hand could get burned by it. L'kuli ama mavashel avil b'klisheni. Oh, that for sure cooks in a klisheni. This Chumra of the Chayei Adam is quoted by many of the Kittus Sfarim, contemporary Hilchos Shabbos Sfarim that are available. Klisheni, yes, but not if it's Yad Nichves Boy. So writes the Chazon Ish, what? If you're going to say that, then you have no heter of Klisheni ever. Mikol Mokom Kasha Lahaka B'Yisra Shabbos. It's true, it's difficult to be Mekol on Yisra Shabbos. But writes the Chazon Ish, Ufizeh Nofel Bebira Heter Klisheni. Throw away the whole discussion. The kasha the shar ben yatzaledes mal nichves. What's yatzaledes means? The belly of the baby gets burned. We discussed it. Hand recoils. What's the difference between that and yad nichves? We have a hard enough time defining what yatzaledes like. How are we going to figure out what yad nichves was? Ubalav ochi noigin lahavim. He says, but machmer neklisheni for the issues we'll get to tomorrow. Mi umei iker hadin nieres as the chazan ish not like the chayodim. The ain isa beklisheni afil yad nichves. Kevin though is kiruz ha'paiskim. Only the chayodim mentioned this. This should have been in the rishonim somewhere. The Rishonim never said if it's Yad Nichves boy, then it's Osir. There's no heter of Klisheni. Yes, they're Machmer on the bath, but they never said this rule that Klisheni has a limit if it's Yad Nichves boy. So the Chazon Ish is not happy with this Chumrah of the Chai Adam, and the Shvisas HaShabbos also rejects it. It's not reflected in the contemporary Sfar Menuch HaShabbos, but the Chazon Ish reject this Chumrah, the Shvisas HaShabbos reject this Chumrah. Many contemporary Pais can reject this Chumrah. Why? How did they get out of the bath? What about the bathhouse? The bathhouse, you can't put cold water into a hot bath. Tosfos says, we're talking even about a klisheni. That's the way it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So maybe you could argue that that's an issur midrabbanan, like Tosfos said. People see it gets so hot, who knows what they'll say. But the Rambam seemed to say it was me'ikar adin. So if we're meiko on a klisheni, even if it's yad nichves, boy, why are we machmer on the baths? It's a problem for the Chazon Ish. Why are we machmer on the baths? Beside which, we have a problem understanding for us. Well, you know, we always want to be conceptually consistent. How do we understand the chumra of the chayyadim? Klisheni ain't a mavasho. We can't understand that. Klisheni mavasho is because it ain't derech bishul b'kach. Because b'metzias things don't get kicked there. We know b'metzias cold water gets cooked in a klisheni. So what difference does it make if it's yad nichves boy, yad saledes boy? Things get cooked there. We know that. The het of klisheni is because it ain't derech bishul b'kach. So what difference does it make if it's yad nichves boy, yad saledes boy? So we have a hard time accepting the chumrah of the chayyadim, but then we get stuck. Why are we machmer then on the bathhouse? So it could be over there, the bath is there, not the bathhouse. Why are we machmer on the bath? That you can't put cold water into a hot bath, even though it's a klisheni. Why? So Rabbi Eider explains the chumrah of the ambati slightly differently, based on a Rashba. Rabbi Eider is an ois tuf nun tes. I wanted to give it to you, but we don't have it downstairs. Someone must have gotten rid of it. Anyway, so the Rashba writes the following. They heat it up so much. Therefore, you can't even put cold into hot. It's not going to come to cool off the bath. It's going to come and heat it up. Even if you put in a lot of water. Even though the bath is a klisheni. And normally it doesn't cook. Hocha shiny. Here it is different. Lufisha darka nechamim an yaisim idai. It's the way to heat it up more. So Rabbi Eider reads perhaps a little bit into the Rashba, but he says perhaps the svar over here is because it is normal to cook cold water in a bath. See, when you normally add cold water to things, when you put milk into coffee, Rabbi Willig used to. Fan of discussing this, Rabbi Eider. Again, I don't know, you know, if his metzias of how to drink people who drink coffee is, but he never drank coffee in his life. But okay. So, but when you add cold water to coffee, what do you intend to do? You want the flavor of the milk clearly, but people also cool down the coffee a little bit. You know, if it's not cold enough, they'll add a little bit more milk than they're drinking like that. So, when you normally add cold to a klisheni, your intention is to cool down, not to cook what you're adding. The cold that you're adding, your intention is to cool down the overall mixture. So it's not derech to cook the cold liquid in the klisheni. Your intention is to cool down the klisheni. But by the bath, it's the other way. By the bath, when you put cold water into a bath, again, in those days they didn't have plumbing in the house, they could only bring to boil so much water, and the way they would fill up the bath is with cold water. Halavai, they could have a bath full of hot water. They didn't have such a thing. They had to heat up water and then fill up the rest of the bath with cold water. But their intention was not to cool down the bath. Their intention was to heat up all the water. Just they couldn't boil all the water. So says the Rashba, since your intention is to heat up the cold water, so then we'd say derech bishul b'kach in a klisheni. Perhaps the Rashba is introducing us to a new concept. Even though ain't derech bishul b'kach in a klisheni, it's not the normal way to cook in a klisheni, there might be certain things. That's the chumrah of the ambati. That it is the way to cook it in a klisheni. What is a klisheni that it's normal to cook cold water in is a bath? your intention wasn't to cool down the bath. We put cold water in to cool it down because we have an infinite amount of hot water. They didn't have that. So their intention was to heat up the cold water. So whenever your intention, and that was normal. So since the bath gets so hot, meaning you want it all hot, so then it is the normal to cook in a klisheni. So then perhaps that's why it's also to add cold water to the bath. Not because it gets so hot that yad nichves bo in the chumr of the chayyadam. No, Chazanish rejects that. Shvi'is HaShabbos rejects that. It doesn't fit with the lomdus of klisheni either. We know things get cooked in a klisheni. That's not the shiloh. Shiloh is it derech bishop b'kach? Perhaps the reason we're machmer in the ambati is because it's normal to cook the cold water in the ambati. That was the way that they made their baths, and that's why we're machmer over there. We'll see. This will carry us over to tomorrow. Okay.